The maddest people in the world are? Well, I'll tell you. Breath-held divers, that's who. The rules of breath-held diving are very simple. You dive as deep as you can and you hold your breath. It's appallingly dangerous and there's no money in it. You go down so deep that the pressure can pop blood vessels in your brain, collapse your lungs, or make you blind. The second craziest people on the planet are those that try for the land speed record. Basically, you spend millions of pounds trying to stop a plane from taking off. And if you're successful, everyone says well done and forgets your name in a fortnight. Still, some people can't stay away from it. Craig Breedlove's been at it for 40 years and is about to make another attempt with the latest incarnation of his Spirit of America. And although Richard Noble has given up on the dangerous bit, preferring to hire a tornado pilot, he's still very much behind the £4 million project that is Thrust SSC. We sent our man Graham Swain along to speak to Richard, but first he met some people who paid 25 quid to write their name on the engine cowling, the Mach 1 Club.
I just want to be with it when he rides it.
Why do you have a great wish to have your name on the engine cowling?
Well, it's a genuine piece of history. I know they're going to do it because it's the way us English work. You know, we make do amend, we all stand together when we're really in these sort of situations.
I think it's just the thrill of having something on the car when it actually makes the attempt.
Well, you can imagine the situation. Breedlove is just about getting his car ready for painting at the moment now, and then he can trundle it down the road to Edwards Air Force Base, where he's got a desert surface, and he can then practice up to 500 miles an hour or so, and then he then trundles a bit further down the road to the Black Rock Desert and starts to run seriously. We've got an enormous problem because we simply don't have a desert here, and whilst we're going to be able to run on runways fairly shortly, that's only up to 250 miles an hour, and that's only on rubber tires, which of course gives the car completely different handling characteristics. So we've been able to find a desert, which we're very pleased about, and we have a wonderful arrangement with Hevilift, the airline, and Hevilift have agreed to fly us out to our desert and back in an enormous aeroplane called an Antonov 124, and the Antonov basically will carry 60 tons, so we can carry everything, that car, its transporter, all the trucks, computers, and 22 of the team, which is the whole thing moves around in one big package. Now this is going to reach really the heights of sort of excitement really when we arrive in the US, because we're going to fly in the Antonov from UK straight into the middle of America, that's into Nevada, and we're going to land this huge, the world's largest freighter, complete with all the car and everything else. But even better, the Americans are going to raise a few eyebrows, because of course it's crewed entirely by a Russian crew. So it's a lovely, lovely story.
The unique feature of you going to hopefully break the land speed record and possibly break the sound at the same time is that you're going head to head with the American.
Absolutely, yep.
Tell us a bit more about this.
Well, all this goes back a long time. In 1990, I was on the Bonneville Salt Flats with Craig Breedlove, and he took me on one side and said, "Hey, Richard, you know, I just bought myself a couple of J79 engines." So it was quite clear he was the first over 400, 500, and 600, so he obviously wanted to continue the sequence and be first over 700 and through the sound barrier. And it took us a long time to actually sort of get to a point where we could go ahead and build the car, 2.5 years of research. But the situation is now that, thank God, both cars are together, are coming together. They'll be ready to run together this autumn. And we are, and Craig Breedlove and I, have signed a challenge agreement. So we're going to race them.
Let's just specify this agreement. I believe I'm right in saying it is the first person to break the sound barrier in one direction.
It is the first person to achieve a supersonic land speed record, and that is and to achieve that, one of those passes must be supersonic.
Andy Green, the Thrust SSC pilot, the end of a very interesting and tiring day, I would say.
At the moment, we're still very, very involved in the final details of the design. We're at the last stage where, if we have made any mistakes, it's still time to correct them. Our wireman starts next week actually wiring up the car. If I've missed anything, now I need to spot it and make sure it's in there right now. I don't think I have. I think we've actually got it all sorted. So we can actually now go to build, finish off the last details, the wiring, finish the cockpit, fit the cockpit, operate it. And actually driving the car is something I've been thinking about for so long now. I think it will almost feel easier than the contemplation and the design of the vehicle.
You've got this unique concept that you're going head-to-head with Craig Breedlove. You're going to be on twin tracks in Black Rock. Does that add a bit more spice to the occasion?
Yes, in a way it makes it easy to justify. At the moment, Britain owns the world land speed record. Richard Noble is the fastest man on earth. Richard Noble's team is now building a new faster car. And a lot of people say, well, why? We already own it. The thing is that if we don't go ahead and we're not successful this year, Craig Breedlove will take the record back for America because he does have a very capable car. And potentially he will go supersonic. That is something that we have to be the first nation on earth. We have to be the first team on earth to set a supersonic land speed record. So yeah, it adds spice, it adds motivation. It means that we have to succeed.
I love the sound of breaking glass, especially when I'm lonely.
I'm right in thinking you're going to have a track each of Black Rock and a service track running along the side of it. Is that right?
There's a track each and a development track. The development track is for the running below 500 miles an hour.
And you're quite literally going to go at each other for a number of weeks. Is that the
Absolutely.
Idea?
It's going to be the greatest car race on God's earth.
I love the sound of breaking glass. Deep into the night.
Richard and his team are off to Black Rock, Nevada soon to try and break that record, but they still want people to join the supporters club. It can cost as little as £10. For details, write to the Mac One Club, PO Box 77, Hampton, Middlesex, TW12 2XN. That's it. That's all there is.